parents walking out on a New Jersey school board after members voted to remove all holiday names from its calendar and instead calling it Days Off. Here to react, Gad Saad, a Concordia University professor and author of The Parasitic Mind. Gad, does this surprise you that it came to this in New Jersey? Do you think it's going to spread?
Well, it is going to spread, and it doesn't surprise me. It is part of the reflex of all sorts of totalitarian ideologues. When they come into power, they need to eradicate whatever existed before. So think about the Taliban. When they come into power, they blow up the Buddhist statues. So what these guys are doing is the same thing. They'd like to create a utopia, and the way we create a utopia is we destroy any markers of our cultural heritage.
But that's not what they said. They said they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They can't do everybody's holidays, so don't do any.
Right, and by the same logic, we've now removed the advanced placement because, God forbid, someone might be better than someone else in mathematics, so let's all be mediocre so that we don't hurt someone's feelings. Science, truth, reason doesn't care about your feelings, and we need to return to an ethos of meritocracy.
No kidding. What advice do you have for the 10th grader, the 11th grader, witnessing all this, seeing the pressure they're getting from the teachers, the curriculum, and they just want to get a good grade and get out of there? What should they do?
Well, I mean, I understand that people have to be pragmatic about what kinds of risks they take, but I would suggest to them that as they head off to their university education, don't study activist disciplines. Don't study the white supremacy of ice cream. Learn how to make ice cream instead. Don't study feminist mathematics. Study mathematics. In other words, the goal of your education is not to create blue-haired activists, but rather to create people who have intellectual enrichment.
Things have to get worse before they get better. Is this as bad as it gets? And could we sober up and come out of this?
Well, I'm hoping. I mean, I wouldn't get up in the morning with a smile on my face if I didn't think that we can still win the battle. But it really takes everybody to get involved. That's why I always tell people, please activate your inner honey badger. Oftentimes, people diffuse the responsibility of this fight to a few courageous souls. That's not going to do it. If the silent majority, most of whom despise this nonsense, if they stand up in unison, we'll get rid of this garbage by next week.
All right, I think the school has a statement. If you want to pop that in, I'll read it out loud. In fact, they don't, so we won't. Gad Saad, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
A voice of reason in the wilderness over in Concordia. All right, meanwhile, more Fox and Friends.